Thank the Lord that he lifted us out. Glad to be here this morning.
Yes, it's a privilege.
I need your prayers.
Lord, help you.
I ask the Lord to take these few little words that I have and bless them.
Yeah, he can do it.
Like the little boy with the fishes.
Yeah.
When we think of this camp meeting, what a wonderful time we've had, and the power of the Lord has been in his word, and the spirit, convicting spirit, has went out. We got something to thankful for.
Yes.
I ask the Lord before we left home, Lord, regardless who reads, who takes a pulpit or testifies, help your word. Bless your word, and it might go out with the spirit and with power. And when it goes out with the spirit and the power, I believe it convicts souls. And not only convicts souls, it humbles us. Because every one of us has got to come to this word. No one's going to get around this. So Lord, if we want to take his word and meditate in it and abide in it all the days of our life. A lot has been read in the Old Testament, the New Testament. And some people think, well, I'd hate to read it, the last part. When I opened my Bible last night and began to read, I thought we hadn't even scratched the surface yet.
No,
we haven't even scratched the surface.
That's true.
So then there's plenty here. We can stay here all the rest of the year. Keep on and keep on. And I thought about Moses when he went down to deliver the children of Israel. And he went before the king, and they wanted to go worship the Lord. They wanted to go in the wilderness 3 days to worship the Lord. Oh, you got too much time on your hand. And he put more burdens on them. Well, the Lord began to send the plagues. And the old king began to humble down a little bit. All right, you men, folks, you can go. But you got to leave your children and all your stuff here. And your wives want to... No. When we serve the Lord, we're going to serve him with everything we got. When we go to serve the Lord, we're going to serve him with everything we got.
Right.
Well, he hardened his heart again and more plagues came. And finally he let him, finally he said, well, you can go, but to leave your cattle. Nope. We're going to take everything we got.
Take that for sacrifice.
But when he smote the firstborn, he told him, get out. Get thee out of the land. Now, if we're going to serve the Lord today, we're going to serve him with everything we got. If we only preach holiness over this land, we're poor preachers. We got to preach it in our home, on our job, wherever we at, we got to be living the epistle written and known of all men.
That's right. That's
the way
it should be.
Yeah.
That's holiness.
Yeah,
that's true holiness.
So let's take it to our heart and apply it to our heart. And I thought, as I looked over the scripture, 38 years ago, I wasn't privileged to be here. But I was we met in a little chapel one night, a bunch of holiness boys. An old soldier got up and began to sing, I can tell you the time. I can take it to the place where the Lord saved me by his wonderful grace. I know not why, and I know not how, but he'll tell me all about it in the by and by. And so my thought come to me, we have to have an experience with God. Regardless of where you go to church, where you put your name on a church, if you haven't had an experience with God that your sin's forgiven and that your holy sanctified, you're lost.
That's right.
And I'm going to read a couple of fellas that had an experience with God this morning.
Yeah.
What it done for some of them. Start here in St. Luke in the 19th chapter, and maybe we'll start the first verse. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man, Zacchaeus, which a chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was a little stature. And he ran before and climbed up a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Let's get in the way where he's coming. Let's get in the place, and the Lord will bless us. And when Jesus came to the place and looked up, he saw him and said, Zacchaeus, come down, make haste, and come down. For Today I must abide at thy house.
Yes.
People begin to complain. They begin to murmur.
Yeah.
Why? He's going to eat with a sinner. But what did he do? And he made haste and come down and received him joyfully.
Joyfully.
And when they saw it, they murmured, saying that he was going to be a guest with a sinner. And Zacchaeus, this is what I wanted to get to. And Zacchaeus stood and said,
yes.
Now the presence of Jesus calls this.
Yes.
Zacchaeus stood and said unto him, Lord, behold, I give. Lord, behold, Lord, I have the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything by any man of false accusation, I restore him fourfold.
Yeah, that's a good spirit.
Yeah.
That's repenting, ain't it?
Yeah, right.
He was accused of doing a lot of things wrong. He was a tax collector. And he had accused him a lot of wrongdoing. But now, if I've done anything wrong, I'll restore fourfold.
Yeah.
But the first thing, I'm going to give half of my goods to the poor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As people in need today, not for temporal things, but for spiritual things.
Right.
And we need to give our time to God's service and testify to the saving of God by God's power. And what did he say? And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house.
Yeah.
For as much as also he was a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man cometh to seek and to save that which is lost.
Yeah.
If you're lost today, he's passing this way.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you want to see him?
Yeah.
Do you want to get in touch with him? There's some requirements.
Yeah.
That's right.
You got to make an effort.
That's right.
You got to do something about it. Zacchaeus done something, but he wanted to see Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when Jesus come there, he began to repent. And if you want a salvation, you've got to repent.
Right.
There's another one I'll tell you about him. Jesus was going from Jericho, along this same road, I guess, back into Jerusalem. And I believe, according to the scripture, this was the last time he was going this way. Old blind Barnabas by the wayside.
Yeah.
Rattling his cup, I guess, begging. Poor man. That was a rich man. This was a poor man. And he was begging, and he heard a multitude coming. And he inquired of them, said, who is it?
Yes.
That's Jesus coming by. And he began to cry out. And they said, be quiet. He cried the more.
Yes.
Cried a little louder.
Right.
When Jesus got there, he stopped the possession.
Yes.
And had him to bring Barnabas to him.
Yeah.
And what did he say? What will you have me to do?
Yeah.
He said that I might receive my sight.
Yeah.
And Jesus restored his sight, and he went praising God.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Now, this is before Jesus' crucifixion. Jesus was going to Jerusalem that time for the last time.
Yeah.
He was going there to die for you and I.
Yes.
And at his time of death, there wasn't a soul to witness for him.
Not a one.
Not a one.
All for sure.
He went it all alone. We have got to have an experience. When the trying time comes, we can still witness.
That's right.
That's right.
Because the trying time is going to come. You and I are going to be tried. Every one of us is not going to pass hence till we fade the very last mite.
Right.
That's true.
We have another one. Educated man. Brought up in all the law. Knew all about the law. And he was going the wrong road. He was persecuting Jesus and those his disciples and apostles. And as he was taking that trip, the Lord struck him down.
Yeah.
And brought him to his knees And there he talked to him.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read to you in Acts the 26th chapter where he has witnessed what the Lord done for him.
Yeah.
He was witnessing how he had seen the Lord.
Yeah.
How he had experience with God. Now this was after the crucifixion and after the resurrection. But he seen the Lord. 26th chapter. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth his hand and answered for himself, I think myself happy, O King Agrippa.
Yeah.
Because I shall answer for myself this day.
Yeah.
Before thee, touching all things whereof I'm accused of the Jews.
Yes.
Especially before thee. Especially because I know thee to be an expert in all customs and questions, which is among the Jews. Which, wherefore, I beseech thee to hear me patiently.
Yeah.
My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among mine own nations at Jerusalem, know all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most straitest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee.
Right.
Still lost.
Here's a fellow claiming religion.
Yeah.
One of the straightest sects.
Yeah.
Right up to the letter. And if they would witness to it, they'd witness that I was. But there wasn't nobody to witness for them, was it? And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers.
Yeah.
This is what I'm accused of.
Yeah.
This is what the accusement, the hope. If in this life we only have hope, we of all men most miserable. We got a hope that reaches beyond this life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unto which promise our 12 tribes instantly serving God day and night hope to come. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I'm accused of the Jews. Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? Is anything wrong with it? God raising the dead?
That's right.
He's just bringing them up to the Word of God, ain't he? I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which things I also did in Jerusalem, and many other saints did I shut in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. If you turn back there and read in Acts,
Stephen.
When they were stoning old Stephen, the man of God, and he looked all the way into
heaven. Yeah.
He said, I see Jesus.
Yeah.
They had laid their clothes, those that were stoning, had laid their clothes down at a young man's feet called Saul.
Yeah.
He gave consent.
He gave consent to that.
Yeah.
Now he's going to change it a little bit. And I punished them off in every synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme and be exceedingly mad against them. I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus, with authority.
Yeah.
People think I can do all things, anything with authority.
Yeah.
I got a letter in my pocket.
I got a letter. I can do this and that. But God got it.
Yeah.
God got another side.
Yeah. Right.
There's no power there. All powers there is ordained of God.
Right.
We ain't got no power. If we don't have the power of God.
Right.
Paul was right.
Whereupon I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests. High up at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining around about me and them that journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth,
yes, listen,
I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Yeah, what you doing there for?
It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
Yeah.
And I said unto him, and I said, who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus whom thou persecute.
Yeah.
The Hebrew people before that time had prayed to the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. But now things is turned around.
Yeah.
When he talking to this one, says, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest.
Yeah.
But rise and stand on your feet.
Yeah.
For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose.
Yeah.
To make thee a minister
and a witness
both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people.
Yes. That's right. Deliver myself.
And from the Gentiles.
Yes.
Unto whom now I send thee. To open their eyes. To turn them from darkness to light. And from the power of Satan unto God. That they might receive forgiveness of sins.
Yes.
Work number one.
Yeah.
And inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith which is in me. Work number two.
Yeah.
So we need to know when we get the experience of God that our sins are forgiven.
Right.
And we need to know when we get the experience from God that we're sanctified.
Yeah.
We can't stand on somebody else.
Right.
We got to stand on our own.
Yeah.
So we want to seek God till he reigns righteous in our soul. That old song, I can tell you now the time, I can take you to the place. We had to take the devil back a many times. To the place that we got sanctified,
right.
How we felt, and what the Lord done for us, and has been with us ever since.
That's right.
That's the Lord.
That's right.
We can't go on.
No.
We had to remember what the Lord done for us.
Yes.
So today you need an experience with God for yourself.
Right.
Paul had one.
Paul got it.
Yes, he did.
And he said here, whereupon the King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. And I'll add to it, he began to preach Jesus and the resurrection.
Right.
And that was why he was in bound right then, because he preached the resurrection of the dead.
Right.
People didn't believe that they were right.
No.
Well, what's the difference in sanctified people and the people of the world today? People don't believe that people can be resurrected from the dead works of sin to a life of righteousness.
That's the Lord.
Now, in this life. So we need to know
the end of the world.
When the Lord comes into our heart. We need to testify to it and manifest it wherever we live. As I said a while ago, if I didn't preach it at home or wherever that, I wouldn't do much.
Oh, that's right.
But we are able ministers of the New Testament. Not of the letter, but the Spirit. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. If we have the Spirit of God in our heart, we have life. If we have not the Spirit of God, we don't have life.
That's right.
That's just the word of God.
That's the word. Right. He that hath the Son.
He that hath the Son hath life.
Right.
He that hath not the Son don't have any life. So we want to take this word and be sure that we have experience with God. Now this experience Paul got.
Yeah, he got it from God.
He got it from God. He said he didn't even go back up to Jerusalem.
For
a long time, 14 years, wasn't it? But I'll tell you what it took it through with him. He took him in perils of all kinds.
That's right.
Took him through when he beat him with stripes. And he took it to him when he had false accusations against him. And he took it to him when his head was cut off.
That's the shipwreck.
He was in a shipwreck in this storm that time when he had to throw four anchors over. And hope for the day.
Yeah, that's right.
If the devil gets after you, put your anchor over.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Drop your anchor till the light comes shining through.
That's right.
If we'll wait till the light shines through, it will show us what to do.
Yeah, be anchored within the bait.
I talked to lots in the camp meeting, back in the back. Some says they've lost the joy.
Yeah.
But said, I don't know how to get it back, but come to an altar of prayer. I said, there's nothing wrong with that.
That works.
Right. Some says, not tonight. That's the devil's big gun.
That's right.
Not now.
That's right.
And I run across a pitiful case. Young lady. Sin has drug her down. And she couldn't believe God forgive her. He says, I don't have any faith. He says, no matter who the wanderer, nor how far he's gone astray, behold, whosoever cometh, I will comfort them today. We can't do nothing about the past when we come to God. That's in the past. But we got a merciful God can forgive you of your past. And according to the scripture, he'll put your sins in a sea of forgetfulness. And remember, yes, it's no more. Now, man don't forget. But God, he said it, he means it. And another place he said he put it, as far as the east is from the west. You keep on going east and keep on go traveling west, you never get there. You keep going round and round. Never find it. So we got a merciful God. And also we got a severe God. He deals out justice to every one of us. And so we want to do that's right.
That's right.
We won't have mercy, but we want to be firm. We want to be true. And if there's anybody here tonight has lost their joy, we invite you to an altar of prayer.
Right.
If anybody here has got their sins forgiven and it won't be sanctified,
that's right.
This is the place for you.
Yeah.
Is anybody here that hadn't made a start?
Right.
Yes,
begin. And want to see Jesus and want to get experience with him? We invite you to an altar of prayer.
Yes.
The promise is to everyone alike, whosoever will, may come and take of the waters of life freely. While we stand, let's sing a song. And everyone that will, come up.
Yeah.